But Roswell had very little entertainment.
Now, that building she's talking about up over, it used to be the Roswell store, mm-hmm. and the mill people could come there and buy groceries, and they would let them have credit until they get paid because they were working for it was all working in the same area. Mm-hmm. And up over that, I don't know how many different things there were. I know one time there was a funeral home up there.
It wasn't a funeral home, honey. You just went there to buy your caskets and things. Your body was carried home. And I thought that was the worst thing that ever happened to Roswell when they, built a funeral home, which that's exactly what they needed. Because I thought, well, when they didn't care the person back home that was deceased, that they didn't love them. They didn't love them anymore. But no, they didn't keep them down there. They just did their work down there. There wasn't a funeral home.
And that was up over the Roswell store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then later on, that was a theater. And later on, I helped roll bandages during the war. Miss Pinky was the nurse here in town, mm-hmm. and she'd come to the school and keep us up on our shots and so forth. And she would ask us if any of us would be willing to volunteer, because that was during the war. Mm-hmm. And we'd go up those steps mm-hmm. and roll bandages.
They're still there, aren't they? Those steps?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
And then years later, I didn't want to know if it wasn't Santa Claus. I wanted to keep playing, you know. But the Roswell store turned their upstairs into a toy shop and had a Santa Claus up there. Well, my mother knew that I knew there was no Santa, so she said, "You're going to have to come and help me. We got to get the little ones something for Christmas." Well, when I got up there and saw that all that stuff, I thought, oh, I wish I didn't know.
You had already messed up.
I had, because I helped her pick out. I had one brother 5 years younger than me and a sister 7. So I thought that was big time, and I got to help pick out their Christmas.
Yeah.
So you said you helped roll bandages during the war up there. Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of stuff going on in the community to help?
Oh, yes. Yes, everybody helped this lady. She's one of the sweetest people you'd ever want to know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't have the money to be for their children's examinations and so forth. So we'd meet over at the health center and help Pinky, that's what we called her. Her name was Miss until she married here in town. And we'd help her take the children's clothes off, and she'd examine them and, mm-hmm. and say they were ready to go to school. I remember when my son was born October the 20th, and I had already had it. She said, "You'll have to have him a physical, make sure he's okay to go to school." So she tried her best to talk me out of sending him to school. I said, "Let him wait another year and he'll be so much ahead of all the rest of them." I said, "But he's so big, he'll think he's not ready for school." She said, "Okay, you go ahead and do it, but remember I told you not to." But I went out that time, he did fine. But the relationship that the children had with her were such that later on in school, when my daughter was at school, she would go by and talk to her and tell her that she knew her mother and how close we had been. And one time, Lee broke her arm at a Sunday school picnic, and so Pinky went by the next day when she's in that school to speak to her. Well, the teacher was young, and she thought I had sent a nurse in there to make sure she was taking care of that child. She said, "You scared me to death." I said, "She was my friend, but she wore a white uniform, and she did look very official. You know, back in those days, that was just our doctor." But we also had an older doctor that was in town that delivered all of us and came out to the house. And incidentally, her daddy and my daddy's built the house. I guess not the one he lived in first.
No.
But when he needed a bigger house, they rolled his to the backyard and fixed it so as he could rent it and built his house there at the corner of Canton and Golden Street.
Oh.